天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。亲爱的听众朋友们，婚姻呢似乎是我们这个时代许多人面临的一个难题，比方说二奶、小三、包养等等词呢，也似乎从不为人所耻变成炫耀的资本，而婚前同居亦或性关系混乱等，更是让大家习以为常，无可厚非。但亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神是怎么看待婚姻的呢？当我们身处在这个诱惑的世界中，又当怎样去做呢？好，那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起来进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
谢谢你收听今天的节目。
We are in the midst of a series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
现在我们讲的是关于十诫信息的中间部分。
And I want to begin by telling you that our generation has more experts on the subject of marriage than all previous generations put together.
首先让我告诉你，我们这一代有很多的婚姻专家，超过以往历代的总和。
Our generation has more information on communication in marriage than the previous generations all put together.
我们这一代关于婚姻沟通技巧的资讯超过以往历代的总和。
And yet, the rate of discontentment in marriage is unprecedented.
但是对婚姻不满的比率却是空前高涨的。
Why is it that we have so much knowledge and information and yet still have unprecedented numbers of unhappy marriages?
为什么我们有这么多的知识和资讯，但不和谐的婚姻又是如此之多呢？
I am convinced that the core reason for unhappy marriages is selfishness.
我深信婚姻不和谐的根本原因就是自私。
And the core reason for selfishness is lack of love for the Lord Jesus Christ.
自私的根本原因是缺少对主耶稣基督的爱。
And the lack of love for the Lord Jesus Christ is manifesting itself in lack of love for a spouse.
缺乏对主耶稣的爱就会表现于对配偶也缺乏爱。
And this plague of selfishness is even invading the lives of believers in Jesus Christ.
这种自私好像瘟疫一般，甚至会侵蚀相信耶稣基督的信徒们的生活。
We see true love being exchanged for selfishness.
我们看到自私取代了真正的爱。
We see what should have been a lasting relationship exchanged for selfish interest.
我们看到自私自利取代了那些应该是持久的关系。
We see self-giving exchanged for instant gratification.
我们看到及时行乐取代了无私的舍己。
We see sacrificing our comfort for the glory of God be exchanged for what is convenient.
我们看到贪图方便取代了为神的荣耀牺牲自己的享受。
When we see all of that, one wonders if we are not living in the last days.
当我们看到这些，就会联想到我们是不是生活在末世。
If you are just joining us, we are in the middle of a series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
如果你是刚刚收听我们的节目，我们是在讲十诫系列信息的中间部分。
And today we look at the seventh commandment.
今天我们来看第七条诫命。
You shall not commit adultery.
不可奸淫。
Turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 27.
请和我一起翻开马太福音第五章二十七节。
Here's what Jesus said about the seventh commandment in Matthew chapter 5.
在马太福音第五章，耶稣谈到了第七条诫命。
Let's read it together.
让我们一起来读马太福音五章二十七节到三十节。你们听见有话说不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与他犯奸淫了。若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就剜出来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。
Do you know what Jesus is doing here?
你知道耶稣在这儿的用意是什么吗？
He is doing the same thing as we saw him doing with the sixth commandment on murder.
这与他谈到第六条诫命如何对待谋杀罪时是同样的。
He is dealing with the root of sin, not just the fruit.
他是在对付罪恶的根源，不仅仅只是罪恶的结果。
Just as he said that anger is the root and murder is the fruit.
就像耶稣所说的，动怒是罪的根源，而杀人是结果。
He is saying that continuous lust is the root and the fruit is adultery.
同样的，耶稣的意思是，持续不断的欲望是罪的根源，而奸淫只是结果。
He warns us about the root of adultery.
他警告我们要注意奸淫的根源。
He explains that adultery doesn't just happen.
他解释了奸淫的发生不是平白无故的。
He is saying that adultery gets into our minds through our eyes and then becomes reality.
他的意思是说，奸淫先从我们的眼睛进入意识，然后才发展为事实。
As always, Jesus is concerned about us opening the door to sin.
像以往一样，耶稣最关心的是，我们的心是否总是向罪恶大开方便之门呢？
So he is saying, shut the door.
所以他是在说，要关上门。
And in reality, we can never shut the door by our own strength.
并且在现实中，我们永不可能靠自己的力量关上门的。
Only through the power of the Holy Spirit can we do it.
只有通过圣灵的能力才能做到。
In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus speaking figuratively speaking about gouging your eye.
在马太福音第五章，耶稣用象征性的语法说道，要剜出眼睛来。
This is the way the Hebrew language is expressed.
这是希伯来语的一种表达方式。
So what is he actually saying?
那么事实上主在说什么呢？
He is saying, do whatever it takes to protect the sanctity of your marriage.
他的意思是应采取一切的办法来保护你的婚姻的圣洁。
He is saying to give up whatever is necessary in order to protect yourself against evil.
他的意思是说，为保护你自己远离罪恶，无论是什么，必要时都要舍弃。
My listening friends, let me tell you something of uttermost importance.
亲爱的朋友，让我来告诉你一些非常重要的事情。
Adultery doesn't just happen overnight.
奸淫不是一夜之间发生的。
Adultery is like a gas leak.
奸淫好像漏气的瓦斯。
It begins in a very slow and almost imperceptible manner.
刚开始时漏得很慢，几乎无法察觉。
But then, as soon as the spark hits, the house is burnt down.
可一旦碰到火花，房屋就会被烧毁。
Watch out for the gas leaks.
要当心瓦斯漏气。
One of the ways to avoid this gas leak is to never spend time alone with somebody of the opposite sex other than your spouse.
要防止类似瓦斯漏气的奸淫之罪，其中一个方法就是绝不要跟你配偶以外的异性单独相处。
Anyone who confides in a person of the opposite sex other than their spouse, sooner or later, the spark is going to catch fire.
任何一个人向配偶以外的异性倾诉心事，迟早会擦出火花，引起大火。
Now this is a very serious issue.
这是一个非常严重的问题。
The suffering and the pain that results from adultery.
由于奸淫而产生的痛苦和烦恼。
The deep-seated guilt that results from adultery.
由于奸淫而产生挥之不去的罪疚感。
And the devastation that results from adultery is not to be taken lightly.
以及由奸淫而产生的毁坏都不能等闲置之。
And that is why I want to share with you three lessons from the life of David.
因此我想和你分享大卫一生中的三个教训。
You know, King David could not deal with the root of sin.
你知道大卫王没能处理好罪的根源。
And because he did not deal with the root, he ended up with the fruit.
因为他没有处理好罪的根源，就尝到了苦果。
Had he heeded the words that later were to be spoken by the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 5,
他若肯听从主耶稣基督后来在马太福音五章所说的话，
he wouldn't have wound up in a situation that he found himself in.
他就不会陷入他所遭遇的困境中。
And 3,000 years later, we're all facing the same problem.
三千年后我们所有的人都面对同样的问题。
The words of Jesus are the words to us today.
耶稣的话是对我们今天的人说的。
Listen carefully, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请认真听。
If David, who conquered all of his enemies,
如果征服了他所有敌人的大卫王。
If David, who wrote these beautiful psalms and hymns,
这位写出如此优美诗篇和音律的大卫王。
If David would fall and stumble, then every one of us must take heed.
他尚且跌倒，那么我们每个人都要留意。
So what are these lessons that we can learn from David's life?
那么从大卫的一生中，我们可以学到什么功课呢？
Number one,
第一，
It is not masculine to commit adultery.
犯奸淫并不表明你有男子气概。
In fact, it's the absolute opposite.
事实上，它完全相反。
It is cowardly.
这是懦夫的表现。
In 2 Samuel 11:1,
在撒母耳记下11章一节中，
We see David's adultery was a result of a failure in his godly manliness.
我们看到大卫犯奸淫是由于他没能保持敬畏神的人该有的男子气概。
The Bible said that he remained at home instead of being at work.
圣经说他待在家里而不是出去工作。
While he should have been leading the battle, he decided to take it easy at home.
当应该去带领作战之时，他却决定在家轻松一下。
David would not have committed adultery had he been where he should have been.
大卫如果去了他该去的地方，就不会犯奸淫。
But instead, in his idleness, he gave in to temptation.
但恰恰相反呢，他的闲散给试探留了可乘之机。
When you live for yourself,
当你为自己而活的时候，
When your focus is yourself,
当你只是关注自己的时候，
When your money and your effort and your energy are all expended on yourself,
当你把钱财、努力、精力这些全都消费在自己身上时，
I want to tell you, watch out.
我想告诉你要谨慎。
Secondly,
第二，
David allowed a glance to become a gaze.
大卫允许自己匆匆的一瞥变成了凝视。
There is a whole world of difference between a glance and a gaze.
匆匆一瞥和凝视是完全不同的。
So being careful of what you read,
所以要留心你阅读的东西。
Being careful of what you continuously watch,
要留心你持续不断观看的东西。
Being careful of what you look at on your computer,
留心你在电脑上所看的东西。
Will help you avoid a disaster,
这样可以帮助你防止灾难。
For the very root of the tree of adultery is gazing,
奸淫之树的树根就是凝视。
If you need help in this area,
如果在这个方面你需要帮助，
find a trusted friend or advisor to help keep you on track.
找一个值得信赖的朋友或顾问，帮助你走在正路上。
Adultery is not manly, it is cowardly.
金银不是男子气概，是懦夫的表现。
Secondly, allowing their glance to become a gaze can be dangerous and hazardous to your spirit.
第二，允许匆匆一瞥变成凝视，对你的灵性是危险的和灾难性的。
And thirdly, you must keep short accounts with your spouse.
还有第三，你和配偶之间不要斤斤计较。
If you allow the sun to go down in your anger day in and day out,
如果你日复一日地容许自己含怒到日落
week after week,
周复一周
if you allow anger to go underground inside of you and fester,
如果你让怒气藏在你心里郁积溃烂
sooner or later the devil is going to show up,
迟早魔鬼就会出现
and he's been waiting for an opportunity like this.
他正等待着这样的机会。
And do you know what he's going to do?
你知道他会怎样做吗?
He's going to say to you, "All poor you."
他会对你说，你好可怜呢。
You are such a wonderful person.
你是这么好的一个人。
You deserve better than what you're getting at home.
你应该得到比在家里更好的待遇。
But whenever the devil appears to be sympathetic, he is up to no good.
无论何时魔鬼以同情你的样式出现他都没安好意
Because here's the next thing that he is doing
因为下面他要做的就是
He is preparing a Bathsheba or a type of temptation to cross your path
他会准备一个拔示巴或是一个试探横在你的路上
We know from the scripture that Michael, David's first wife, was cantankerous
从经文我们知道大卫的第一个妻子米甲是一个很任性的人。
She was critical.
她曾批评嘲笑大卫。
And the devil used this situation to open David's mind to temptation.
并且魔鬼也利用这种境况让大卫对试探大开方便之门。
So instead of resolving his conflict with his wife, David gazed on somebody else's wife.
大卫没有去消除与妻子的冲突。反而盯上了别人的妻子。
And you know what happened to David.
之后发生在大卫身上的事你都知道了。
The son of his adultery died.
他因奸淫而生的孩子死了。
And later David's own family was torn apart with rape and incest.
随后大卫自己的家庭也因为血亲相奸而分崩离析了。
But finally David confessed to the Lord.
最终大卫在神面前认罪。
David repented of his sin, and he received forgiveness from the hand of God.
大卫认罪悔改，并得到了神亲自的赦免。
But the scars of his sin remained.
可是因犯罪而留下的疤痕还在那里。
And they are there to teach us not to make David's mistake.
那疤痕告诉我们，不要犯和大卫一样的错误。
Whatever sin situation you're in right now,
无论你目前陷在怎样的罪里
I can tell you on the authority of the Word of God.
我以神话语的权柄告诉你
First of all, own up to your sin.
首先坦诚你自己的罪
Confess it to God and those who need to hear your confession.
向神认罪，也要向你所得罪的人认罪
Repent of it.And receive God's forgiveness.
认罪悔改，并得到神的宽恕。
Secondly, begin again.
第二，重新开始。
God is saying, remember from where you have fallen and go back to that point.
神的意思是，应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。
Repent and confess and turn to the Lord.
认罪悔改，归向主。
Because he wants to give you strength.
因为神渴望给你力量。
He wants to give you power.
他渴望给你能力。
He wants to cover you with his blood so that you will be an overcomer.
他渴望用宝血遮盖你，以至于你能成为一个得胜者。
Finally, I want to tell you how to build a deep, lasting, fulfilled relationship with your spouse.
最后我想告诉你如何与你配偶建立起深层的持久的完满的关系
Have an accountability in your relationship with your spouse
对你的配偶忠实负责
Develop deep love for your spouse
与配偶建立深刻的爱情。
Develop a deep commitment to meeting your spouse's need.
建立更进一步的委身，满足配偶的需要。
Now to those of you who are not married.
现在对那些仍是单身的人。
The Bible calls sexual sin for single people fornication.
圣经把单身的婚前性行为称作淫乱。
And fornication is just as much a sin as adultery.
而淫乱和奸淫一样恶劣。
And what God wants from you until the day you marry is to be sexually pure.
神对你的希望是你应持守贞洁直到结婚。
And you say, how can I do that?
如果你说我怎能做到呢？
Well, the way is to keep your ears and your eyes under the guard of the Holy Spirit.
那么方法就是让你的耳闻眼见都在圣灵的保守之下。
Focus on the death of Christ for your sin.
记住，基督为你的罪而死。
And sexual temptations can only be run away from.
那么性试探是必须远远的躲避的。
The Bible is very clear about this.
关于这点，圣经说得非常清楚。
Paul wrote to Timothy saying, flee from sexual temptations.
保罗写给提摩太的书信中说道，要逃避淫行。
If you are ready to take the first step of confession and repentance,
如果你愿意踏出第一步，认罪悔改，
you might want to cry with David saying,
你可以像大卫一样呼求神说，
cleanse me with a hyssop,that I will be cleansed. Wash me that I will be whiter than snow.
求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净。求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。
Then call on the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后呼求圣灵的能力。
Ask God to help you to become obedient.
求神帮助你成为顺服的人。
Let this be the day that you turn sexual sin into purity.
让今天就成为你远避淫行，进入纯洁的日子。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
向未来，迎向未来，一起来往前背后努力。 志奔跑。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是的，我们是真的没有办法处理我们的罪性，因为我们活在罪中，但感谢神，他知道我们的软弱。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，求神清洁我们的内心，让我们能够面对罪性的试探，也求神给我们智慧，可以逃避罪恶的追赶。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
来欢呼赞美主